This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Jason was running for president. Jason Stanek 2020. We don't know what the results are yet. Jason might have won, but they probably won't tell us. Jason, congratulations on putting your hat in the ring. I think it's wonderful that many Americans should try that. We're going to be broadcasting about cars today. We're going to be talking about tips. And I'll be sharing some tips from my unfinished, unwritten, unpublished, not available for sale book with some tips for cars. Kurt Wilson is joining us. And I know the weather in Idaho, I know it's raining. And the reason I know it's raining... the reason I know it's raining, I don't even have to check. The reason I know is I was talking with Kurt Wilson, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and I said, so when do you want to go on the air? He goes, well, you know, I love doing yard sales. And by the way, there's an article, SF Gate, about Kurt Wilson, and he even talks about yard sales and how important and great yard sales are. And he said, you know, if it's raining, he can't go out on, you know, to yard sales, so he'll be on the air with me. So I know it's raining. Welcome, Kurt Wilson.
What's happening? Hey, you know, I got to tell you something. This isn't a joke. This is real. When Clinton, Adolf Clinton was running for president some years back, I was informed after the election that the armchair survivalist had received 186 votes for president.
That's impressive.
Well, that shocked the hell out of me, because that's my radio show, the Armchair Survivalist. Yeah. 186 votes. I have a picture of that somewhere in one of my files. I didn't know I was running.
I've received some votes for senator, congressman, president as well, but that's only because my family voted for me.
Well, my brother actually ran for office in California as a Republican, and... This thing of ballot manipulation is very real and has been for 100 years. It's very very well trained within the Democrat Party. So he ran for office. The polls put him 75%, and when the actual count came out, he got less than 30%.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. You know, I don't think we should revolt against our government, but I do think we should
revolt enough as it is.
Well, I was thinking we should revolt against our politicians. Seriously, and I was thinking about World War One. Politicians have hijacked our government, but in World War One, you know, there was trench warfare. My grandfather was there, and you know, the opposing teams were gassing each other, bayoneting each other. They were using they had bayonets that had like saw teeth on them.
Oh yeah,
these were really awful, awful instruments of war: mustard gas, chlorine gas, fragment bombs. And of course, you know, projectiles from rifles and pistols and shotguns. But as Christmas approached, and there was no man's land. No man's land was, you know, two parallel trenches, you know, them and us, and in the middle were dead bodies. And if you stuck your head out and kind of went over to the other side, you'd get shot or killed, and you'd just stay there for a while. Well, as Christmas approached, both teams decided that, you know, it's Christmas and we shouldn't be doing this. And what they did was they had a truce. And they actually went into no man's land, and they would share a cup of tea with each other, and they would talk to each other. And these guys are killing each other 20 minutes before. And they got along. And they shared some stories.
There's a movie made about it.
Mm-hmm. They shared some stories. And they even gave each other gifts, you know, mementos of you know, from their team. And then they went back to war. And what they should have done, in my opinion, is they should have said, I'll tell you what, we'll go back and we'll kill our leader, and you go back and kill your leader, okay? And each country go back and kill each country's respective leader, and it would all be over. You know, five killings, and the whole darn thing would be over, and we'd save millions of lives. But that doesn't happen. But that doesn't happen.
Which it astounds everyone. The most famous saying that has lasted for over 100 years is, why the hell is he still alive?
And they okay.
Why the hell is he still alive?
All right. So I have a memory. We were in Virginia, and they had parades in Virginia. And this, I'm talking like the early 1990s, so roughly 30 years ago. And every year there'd be this parade, and you'd see the same old people. You'd see your neighbors, you know, going down the street and on a wagon pulled by a tractor, and you'd see the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and you'd the Lions Club, and you know, the firemen, and so forth. And you'd see all this, and I remember a guy standing next to me saying, "You know what this county needs?" Now this was a county of about 11,000 people. Said, "You know what this county needs?" Now these are blue bloods. They're, you know, the blue bloods. They've been taking advantage of everybody, you know, since Jamestown. Well, he said, "You know what this county needs? A few good funerals." That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, there's some stories. There's some stories after World War II, where a town, he was very corrupt. Very corrupt. And as usual, it was the Democrats controlling it. It was very, very, very corrupt. And a bunch of soldiers who had routed out of the army and lived in this city actually picked up their weapons, their M1 Garands, the M1 Carbines, the 1903s and A3s, and they marched on City Hall and arrested the complete governing board, the mayor, the chief of police, the council members, the commissioners, everyone. They arrested everyone. And that's how it's supposed to be. And right now we're just sitting back. You, me, and conservatives, good conservatives throughout the United States, are sitting back complaining because the communists and the anarchists, who are controlled and paid for by the Democrats, are out destroying property, threatening the White House, closing down businesses nationwide, and we sit here going, "Well, gee, that's awful, Fred. Somebody ought to do something about that." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the battle that you're talking about was in 1946, right after World War II. World War II was 1941, when the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, December 7th, and 4 days later, the Germans declared war on us as well. And the war lasted until 1945. In 1946, what you're talking about is what's called the Battle of Athens, Tennessee.
Yep.
And these were Athens, Tennessee.
Or Tennessee.
And yeah, these guys were true Americans, and they weren't going to take it. And you know, I've often wondered why during the Clinton regime that some of the guys our age who were in Vietnam didn't have their Agent Orange acting up and didn't go ballistic and take back our country. I've often wondered why. And I have a feeling it's because they were suffering enormous health problems. Otherwise, they probably would have.
Well, unbeknownst to most people, there were 37 attempts on Clinton's life. One of them was very well known. Somebody actually flew a single-engine plane into the side of the White House. And Clinton, during Clinton's reign, that's when bulletproof windows were installed in the White House. So there were many surprises.
And I believe his chair, you know, that leather, nice-looking high-back chair that went above his head was a bulletproof chair. So he sat behind the Resolute desk, you know, with his back to the window, with a chair that, you know, could absorb the impact of rifle projectiles.
Yeah, there were tries. There were many tries. They don't want you to hear about them because of what I was doing at the time. I was privy to all of them. But, you know, my viewpoint on that was, you know, if you're going to do something, do it right. Get somebody who knows their anus from a hole in the ground and have them, you know, this is called a zero mission. There's zero chance of survival. And that's what you need, is somebody who's willing to sign up for a zero mission.
Yeah. Now, class, I want to make sure that that all of you and those in the government who are listening, we are not advocating this. We are not advocating any zero missions. We're not advocating kamikaze missions. We're not advocating taking down the presidency or anybody else. However, we need smaller government. We really do. And it's out of control. And the politicians have hijacked our government for personal gain. Kurt, I've mentioned on this broadcast that what we would be witnessing is the sum of all individual stupidity plus all individual greed. And here we are. The day after the selection, we've got a record number of people voting for Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist crime syndicate, Biden. Unbelievable. How'd that happen?
The Democrats were caught unawares in the 2016 election. Now, you have to understand, this is not just a Republican saying, I hate Democrats. I do research. The Democrat Party is known for over 100 years, for almost 200 years, since their inception in the early 1800s, for vote manipulation, for ballot manipulation, for fraudulent voting. They were caught unawares, so Trump got in. But the machine was oiled well. And now, this is why we're doing what we're doing right now. I have seen over 35 videos people have taken on their cell phones of voter manipulation, from burying ballots for Trump to after the vote has been finished, walking into the office and setting down a stack of about 100,000 ballots. That just came out of nowhere. And they're in their arrogance, the elite think that they get away with everything. You know, they're like a little kid with chocolate all over their hands and half a cookie in a hand. And the mommy says, did you take that out of the cookie jar? And the kid, no, not me. Wasn't me.
Yeah. Would you use the words treason, sedition, relating to this voter fraud that is all over this particular selection?
I would use that word to every Democrat politician there is, because they're complicit with it, and the voters are nothing more than what Karl Marx said are useful idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kurt, we were going to talk about cars.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about, it's getting cold, and we've got some tips. Now, Kurt and I guess many of you don't know this, but we're related to each other. Although we've never met, we're related by experiences. We're related by the things we like and don't like. We're related by all kinds of...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with Kurt, when I mentioned that we're related, actually not biologically, but through experiences, interests, pursuits, and the desire to teach others. That's how we're related, class. And
whatever.
Kurt wanted to talk about.
That's fine.
Kurt and I wanted to talk about cars and protecting your investment. Kurt, I have seen so many failures by people not knowing what they're doing. For example, there's a vehicle here that has a blown engine, and it arrived on a trailer a couple of days ago. And what happened was it was leaking coolant or antifreeze. If you live in the north, it's called antifreeze. If you live in the south, it's called coolant. Well, it was leaking, and well, I'll just add a little more, and we'll be able to make it to town and add a little bit more. And the engine's blown. It overheated. Some plastic parts of the engine melted. And now the car is a total loss because it'll cost more to fix that particular German Volkswagen than the car is worth. And it's really sad because this engine is so tiny, you could probably fit three of them in the trunk of a mid-sized car. Seriously, that's how small this little engine is. But it'll cost so much to take the engine apart, mill the head, fix the valves, and put it all back together. Typically, it's a $1,500 job from most shops, and the car is worth $1,500. So that's a real problem. So a little bit of paying attention would go a long way. And what's happened? What has gone wrong?
What year's the bug?
I think it's a 13.
Oh, so it's not a real one.
No.
Yeah, okay.
This is a liquid cooled. It's a liquid cooled. Otherwise, it probably would have been just fine. There's no antifreeze in the old ones. But what has happened in my?
Do you know, I'm going to keep interrupting you. But do you do you know about the Japanese trade up motors that are for sale throughout the United States?
Tell us about it. I don't know.
Okay. In Japan, you cannot own a vehicle that has more than, and I don't remember the exact number, it's like 30,000 miles on it. It's for their smog control. So what they do in Japan is once they hit about 30,000, they pull the motors and they sell them on the international market. And then they buy a brand new motor, put it in the car, and drive it for another 30,000. Seriously, this is what they do. And you can pick up a motor. I picked up a motor for a Fiat that would have cost me $1,800 in parts alone to rebuild this thing. I got a motor that dropped right into it for $500. And it had like 30,000 miles on it.
I can't imagine an engine being anything other than broken in at 30,000 miles. Seriously.
I know. Well, it's a smog thing. I sold a $30,000 car to a Japanese investor, and I didn't know that he was going to pull the damn motor. Just before he took it, he goes, "How much you charge me to pull motor?" I said, "What? Why would I take the motor out?" He goes, "Well, we're not allowed to import used motors into Japan."
Wow.
That's when I discovered. Yeah, and that's when I discovered there are places around. You just have to look for them. I don't know what they're called. But they sell these motors. Anyway, so go on with what you're saying.
Okay, so my thought on why a lot of these failures keep occurring is because people aren't paying attention to their vehicles. They're not paying attention to their vehicles because they have these lights that say, "Oh, change your oil." Now, you can change your oil when that light comes on, and you have your oil changed, and you turn the ignition switch to the run position. You press the gas pedal three times on some vehicles, and that resets the oil change computer so that it knows when to tell you to change the oil again. Well, because we're not going under the hood, because we're not, pulling that dipstick out, wiping it off, pushing it back in, then pulling it out and checking the oil level, we don't know the condition of the oil, we don't know the level of the oil, we don't know the condition of the belts, the idlers, the battery terminals, whether they're corroding, we don't know if the power steering fluid is right. We don't know anything because we don't look under the hood anymore, because we don't have to, because there's an idiot light that tells us. And
do you remember what gas stations used to be called?
Service stations.
They used to be service stations, because when you pulled in there, the guy who was in charge of doing your gas and everything would open the hood, would check your oil, would look at your coolant level, would look at your brake fluid level, he did what's known as a visual.
Right.
And when we come back, I'll tell you the other secret about what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this. We don't do that anymore. So we get surprised. Oh, fan belt just flipped off. And now the engine overheated and blew. We'll be right back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of President Trump supporters converged on a vote counting center in Arizona as election staff continued to go through uncounted ballots. The protesters, some of whom the local TV station ABC 15 Arizona reported were carrying guns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd declaring, "We're not going to let this election be stolen, period." Arizona has been called by some media outlets for the Democratic challenger Joe Biden, who holds a 69,000 vote lead, pro-Trump protests witnessed in Michigan and Pennsylvania, where Trump supporters called for vote counts to be halted. Protesters in Phoenix have been chanting, "Stop the steal." Police in Portland, Oregon say the Oregon National Guard was called into the city to help police after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. In the interest of public safety, Governor Kate Brown, under the advice of the Unified Command, has activated the use of the Oregon National Guard to assist law enforcement, the agency said in a tweet. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his 7th championship.
That was a special day, and one that, I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. Mm-hmm. And some of you might remember my hashtag was 7, and that was obviously trying to win a 7th championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the 4 eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship 4 drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and we're talking about cars, our common belief, Kurt's and mine, is that the service went out of service stations and they became quick stop kind of places, and mm-hmm. no one's looking under the hood. Please continue, Kurt.
Okay, so doing the visuals is vital. It really is. I don't want to go into it heavily, but because I didn't do a visual on some heavy equipment, I ended up killing my cat. because cats in the cold areas like to climb up onto a hot engine and sleep. So you always do a visual. And here's the other thing, and this is the thing that drives me crazy. Ticking, clicking, clunking, whirring, whistling, grinding, all of the sounds that aren't normal. And this is the thing. I see this all every day up here in Coeur d'Alene. Woman driving down the street, and you hear it, wow, 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 wow. It's so loud. Inside our store, you can hear this. And she has the, you know, on brake pads, when they wear down, you have the weird, the little piece of this metal that stick.
Yeah, the wear indicator. The wear indicator.
And there were two sets going. That means her one whole axle brakes were about to go. And she's just calmly driving along. So you hear these sounds, never mind the damn light, but if you hear a sound as something that's not supposed to be there, then you need to find out what it is. This is vital. I've driven millions of miles. When I was a master gunsmith, we would go to gun shows and show off my work. And we'd be towing a 30-foot travel trailer and carrying about $1 million worth of guns. And I would hear a sound that's not normal. And my wife goes, what's going on? I turn the radio off, right? Turn the heater off. Turn everything off while we're driving. And I'm listening. She goes, what? I go, listen for that squeak.
And sure, because turning the radio up does not help that squeak go away.
No. There's a reason behind it. My sister bought a brand new car, and she came down to visit me when I was doing training in Los Angeles area. It's a brand new Buick. So her and her husband and kids are coming to visit me. So, okay, they're going to be there 9 o'clock tomorrow. So come 9 o'clock, nothing. 10 o'clock, nothing. Noon, I get a phone call from her saying, can you come and pick us up and tow the car down? I went, what? Yeah, I'm 100 miles north of you. The engine just stopped. Okay, engines don't just stop in a new car. So I went up, towed her down. I did a diagnostic, you know, a visual, open the hood. I'm looking at everything. I open the radiator cap, and I look in there, and it's empty. And I look in front, and there's the beak of a bird. She'd hit a bird on a freeway, and the beak had popped a line in the radiator, and it had drained the fluid out, the coolant. And I said, didn't you know this was happening? She goes, oh, well, the gauge. Now, this is not an idiot light. It was idiot driving, but it wasn't an idiot light. It was an actual temperature gauge. And what happens when you lose water? Let's say you're driving along and it's 180 degrees, right? So that needle is usually about straight up and down. And all of a sudden, it drops down to zero temperature. If it happens like that, it's not because the sending unit's broken. It's because you just lost all fluid, and that sending unit only checks the temperature of water, not air. And that's what happened. It all drained out. But she thought the car was running great because it was zero temperature. So she froze the motor up. Brand new car. And you can't, not covered by warranty. No, not
warranty
at all.
On that one.
But you know, it's now. People got to listen for that, which is not right.
The guy was coming over to our house many years ago, and he borrowed his daughter's truck. He's on his way over, and the light came on, the oil light came on. So he was on the interstate, and he thought, well, it's next exit, you know, I'll check the oil, because that's what that means, check the oil, right? It doesn't mean check the oil. It means there's no oil pressure, which means the engine's not getting lubricated, which blew the engine. So because he didn't pull over immediately, because he didn't read the owner's manual, because he didn't understand what that light meant, he thought, it's okay, it'll be okay. And it cost him a new engine, or, you know, rebuild engine, plus the installation, plus the removal. So you're absolutely right. If you experience sounds, warning lights come on, gauges don't look right, don't think that it's an anomaly with the gauge. Don't think it's just some extraneous, non-concerning sound. You need to learn what these sounds mean, and you need to pull over to a safe area and find out. And you'll save yourself an enormous amount of cost. Like, you know, the guy who had to replace the engine in the truck. Like the gal who has a Volkswagen that is now salvage parts. And the other thing is, there are plenty of people who work on vehicles have no idea what they're doing. And one of the most dangerous things that's happened, in my opinion, to the automobile is the pneumatic impact wrench. I'm talking about that, you know, that impact gun where they take the nuts off the wheels.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. Yeah, they use that for, you know, putting drain plugs back on. They use that for tightening bell housings on transmissions and starters. And they just strip the threads out of really hard-to-fix places. And I'm not kidding. And so it's one of the most dangerous tools to give somebody who works at Walmart. And I've mentioned the story that...
Funny that you said that.
Well,
I know you never do this, but I took my brand new Nissan to Walmart to get an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it was on sale. Mm-hmm. All right, so they do the oil change. Everything's fine. I take off. That's fine. I show back up at 3,500 miles to get another oil change, and the guy he pulls it up onto the ramp, and he goes under there, and he comes back up to me, and he goes, "Who the hell changed your oil last time? They used an impact wrench to put the bolt back in, and they stripped it in there." So once he found out it was Walmart, Walmart replaced my oil pan.
Hmm. That could be several hundred dollars, $500, depending on whether you had to lift the engine up and out to do that, you know, up to do that. So, you know, our son was, and this happened several times, our son has some friends who work at AutoZone. And so, you know, in the good old days, he, you know, spent some time in there. Call comes in to the counter at AutoZone, and it's Walmart. And the guy says, "Yeah, I need one of those oversized drain plugs because, you know, yeah, he used the impact gun, he stripped the threads out of the oil pan." So they have a self-tapping repair drain plug for this particular case. It's like oversized, double oversized, triple oversized. But what happens is it cuts new threads when you screw this thing in. But the problem is when it cuts new threads, there's metal that is... produced shavings of metal while you cut new threads into the oil pan. So if it's aluminum, right, it's aluminum shavings and steel or whatever it is. So it's not a good idea. You don't want to do this if you don't have to. So while he was on the phone checking to see if they had the exact oversized drain plug for this particular application at Walmart where the guy stripped the oil pan with the impact gun, he goes, "Oh, I did it again." So while he was on the phone... So you can't turn your back on somebody with an impact wrench. You really can't do it.
Especially if they were selling in the shoe department the week before.
Yeah. Well, and here's one other thing, Class. Before we had a tire shop at our farm, and before we had a tire changing machine and a wheel balancing machine, we used to do what everybody else did. You know, we'd go to Sam's Club or, you know, the tire place and have our tires mounted. Well, I remember a guy at Sam's Club back in the 90s losing his temper with me because he said, "Don't you ever come in here and make me hand tighten these lug nuts again." And he was this young kid. And that didn't set well with me. And now, it happened to be a Volvo 740 turbo wagon. It was an Italian design. It was a really good-looking station wagon back in the 80s. Anyway... this particular vehicle had aluminum alloy wheels. And if you use an impact gun and you just run up those lug nuts, you know, let's say it's got five lug nuts, and you just run it up with the impact gun, zoop, and you run up the first one, you've already bent the wheel. So what you do is you have, there's a pattern, a star pattern, a crisscross pattern. You tighten up maybe, 25 foot-pounds. First round of tightening, then maybe 40 foot-pounds, then maybe 80, and then maybe 100, depending on what the specs are for that particular vehicle. But if you run it up first time with an impact gun, you will bend that wheel, and it will wobble forever. Now, how much are those wheels? Well, if you got a Mercedes, they can be $600,000, $800,000 or more. Okay, Volvo wheels are expensive, and it's not just, you know, the imported wheels are expensive. They're all these alloy wheels are expensive. So we always tighten lug nuts in a crisscross pattern by hand with a torque wrench in the proper way. And, class, I recommend that you, just go and learn how to do that. You can just do a search on video, proper way to torque wheels or lug nuts, and you'll see how it's done. And you need to make sure that anytime anybody works on your vehicle, they do it that way. And the likelihood of your wheel flipping off and rolling down the road without your car being attached to it is less likely to do it right.
And that's, that's the first point. See, my show on Sunday is going to be on prepping your car for winter, which should be prepping your car for all times. But the very first point is the tires. Very first one, pressure. Make sure the pressure's set properly. And don't just, people look at this little light on the dash and they say, oh, it comes on. So that means one of the tires is out of pressure by 2 pounds. I mean, no, come on, man. What is it, $1 at Harbor Freight for a tire pressure gauge? Check your pressure, check your tread, make sure that there's nothing sticking in your tire, like I found a bolt in the tire of a truck I bought a month ago, and make sure the tires are balanced.
Okay,
now,
so
here we get ice, a lot of ice. So if your tires are out of balance and you start wobbling a little bit, you're going to slide.
Okay, I think I lost you there. Okay. Okay, something happened to my signal. Yeah, it's okay now. But you mentioned something I'd like to go back to very quickly. Visual walk around. So when our children were learning how to drive, our daughter was the first one, and I wrote up a contract with her, and I said, you can use the family car, providing you do these 21 things. I'm not exaggerating, 21 things. And one of them was, before you get in, you have to walk around the car. Look for cats, dogs, people, children. Shopping carts. Make sure your tires are, do a visual on the tires to see if any of them appear to be a little bit flat or flat. See if there are any leaks, any fluids coming out from under the, under the engine area, the differential area. Look in the car and make sure you don't have any surprise passengers in the back seat. No cell phones when you're driving. Lights will be on. Windshield and all the other glass will be washed once a week. Inside and out. No radio, while you're operating the vehicle. No passengers who are not members of the family. Those were some of the 21 things. But the visual, the visual is very important. And one of the other things was you have to demonstrate that you know how to change a tire. Not tell me about it. You got to show me. You have to jack it up with the jack, use the tire changing, the wheel changing tools to take the wheel off, make sure you're strong enough to operate that lug nut wrench, okay? Chalk the wheel so it doesn't roll over you. You have to show me how to do it. And if it needs brakes, air conditioning, recharge, you got to do it. I'll show you how. But you got
to
do
it. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. And we're talking about cars. And I'm going to recommend that you don't necessarily do what I do, but I am going to recommend that you learn about it. So on the sidewalls of your tires, it will tell you the maximum inflated pressure, cold. Cold means not sitting in the sun, not being driven. So the sun beating down on, let's say you have your car parked and half of it is in the sun, let's say the passenger side. Those tires will get warmer and the pressure will increase just from the heat of the sun beating down on the tires. The other side will be a lower pressure, because they're not in the sun. So the sun will affect your tire pressure. So you want to make sure that you check your tires when it's not in the sun and when the tires haven't been driven for a while, like, you know, a couple hours. And that's called cold tire pressure. Now, the tires themselves will tell you what the maximum inflation pressure is. Some of them will say 44 pounds, some will say 51, etc. That's the maximum that you can put in cold, safely. Do not exceed that. Now, if you look on the door, on the inside part of your door where the latch is, driver's door typically, there will be a recommended tire pressure, which I think is always low. So, for example, one of my cars may say 28 pounds in the front and 26 pounds in the back, or vice versa, or something like that. But the tires are rated for 44 pounds, so I put 40 in them all around. Now, what that does is it creates a harder ride. It creates lower rolling resistance, so I'll get more miles per gallon. But if I hit a rock in the road, it's more likely to puncture the tire. And it's a little harder on the suspension if I'm going over a rough road. So it's a compromise that I deliberately make regarding tread life, miles per gallon, ride, and susceptibility to flats, etc. So you might want to learn about that and make your own determination. But typically, if the tire is rated for 44 pounds, I'll put 40 in it all around. That's what I do. Now, there are conditions where, like, let's say if you do that, that means that the diameter of the tire is going to be larger because it's going to be more round rather than having that flat patch on the bottom be larger if you had less air in it. Well, by having more air in the tire, your tire will run cooler and be less susceptible to a blowout from overheating. Now, the roads, like in Florida and in other sunny states, get really, really hot, so hot that you can't touch it. So in the heat of the day, if you were to put your palm on the road, you'd burn your hand. Well, the tires don't like it either. And that's why tires are rated with a temperature rating, like A, AA, B, C, etc. So the higher, you know, the higher the letter, meaning AA would be the best, A would be next best, B would be third best, and C would be like the lowest rating, that would be resistance to blowout from heat. They also have the same thing for traction, you know, A, B, C, that kind of thing. So learn about tires before you buy them. And the last thing I think you want to do is go to Walmart and ask the tire guy what he recommends.
I know. You know, I tell people life is a participation sport. Just very simple. Most people don't grasp the concept of actually participating in their life. They'll buy a car, and then they'll open the book that says maintenance. Take the car to the dealer at 3,000 miles. That's as far as they go. They just put gas in and then drive the car to the dealer and say, take care of it for me. They don't want to learn anything. You know, and then they wonder why their car blows up, doesn't run right, can't start, all of this crap.
Mm-hmm.
You have to participate in it.
And that's exactly why I wrote that contract with our children. And it was one of those situations where, you know, well, you know, she has, meaning our daughter's friend, her parents bought her a car, a new car. Well, that's their parents, okay, her parents. That's not yours. And so I explained to our children that they would be driving the family car. They would not be having their own car. Now, I believe 100% of those children who got those vehicles from their parents as gifts crashed them. I believe it's 100% of them.
Or didn't care so much. See, there's an old adage. You get what you pay for is one, and the other is if you get something for free, in your mind, that's what it's worth, nothing. Mm-hmm. So they don't. Mm-hmm. You see dents all along the car,
mm-hmm.
front and rear. You'll see broken glass. You'll see plastic wrap and duct tape covering a window, passenger window, because the glass isn't there.
And I think you're describing this Volkswagen that's on a trailer in our yard.
Oh.
The back window is being held in by duct tape, and the side window is really a tablecloth, a vinyl. I'm serious. I am serious. So that's why, Kurt Wilson, we taught our children how to ride a motorcycle, you know, on the farm, dirt bikes. Well, because they would learn what traction's all about. You know, you're on a dirt bike, and you learn how to, you know, you brake and you skid, and you learn a lot. You learn gravel's kind of slippery. When we come back, let's get into some of these actual tips about what we need to do, including antifreeze. Class, there are at least 7 kinds of antifreeze, and they're not all compatible. And I can guarantee you that your engineer has put the wrong antifreeze in your vehicle.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.